Well, hi everybody, Dr. Ron Caskey jumping in here just for a few seconds. I want to remind you about a flexible premium indexed annuity. I've been talking about this for weeks. I haven't seen one like this in decades. But right now, they're running a special bump on the bonuses up front and protect those bonuses on all new money for the first 3 years. So we need to talk about those details. And again, those aren't going to be around a long time. So if you're interested, get on my calendar. Don't put it off. But you can get anywhere from a 14% bonus up to a 23% bonus up front and on all new money you add to this annuity for the first 3 years. People have been asking me for things like this, and this, again, this isn't going to be around long. So you need to give me a call today. 14 to 23% bonus. Don't miss it. 877-218-1972. It doesn't cost you anything to get the information, and you may be interested in it. All right, back to the show. Hi everybody, Dr. Ron Caskey here, inviting you to stay tuned for The Ron Caskey Show. That's me, I'm Dr. Ron Caskey, that's spelled C-A-S-K-E-Y. I'm going to give you my website, my email address, my cell phone numbers, and here's what I do and what we're going to talk about on today's Ron Caskey Show. We're going to talk about how to protect, preserve, grow, and recession-proof your retirement. I'm going to give you some details. I can do more in front of you, but I'll at least get your attention on the Ron Caskey Show today, and I'll show you how to capture the upside of the market with absolutely none of the downside risk. Yep, for a fact, I can show you how to do that. And then I'm going to invite you to call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. So I'm going to give you my cell phone numbers, my website, my email address, and then we're going to talk about your retirement. It's your retirement, folks. I don't do the gambling side of the table where you pay a financial planner, advisor, CFP, fee taker to gamble with your retirement, the largest casino in the world. And that's Wall Street. I don't do that. So stay tuned. The Ron Caskey Show starts right now. Well, hi everybody. Welcome once again to the Ron Caskey Show. That's me. I'm Dr. Ron Caskey. I'm your host. I'm here every week at this same time. Grab a pen, piece of paper, jot down my phone numbers, and then use them today. Don't put it off. I'm not blowing smoke when I say my schedule is filling up. If you want an appointment with me, call me today for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Give me 30-ish minutes with you and your spouse and your stuff, and we'll discuss what I can do for you. Then I'll get some information. I'll come back. I'll bring you what's called illustrations. It's illustrations these life insurance companies give me once I have your age and whether you want a accumulation or income or both, and when do you want income and so on. Get some information. Then they run these illustrations based on a 20-year history in three different brackets. So when I give you these illustrations and it shows you these credited interest rates, it's pretty much a 20-year snapshot, and it'll come out close to that. It can be higher or lower. But they use real index market numbers to run these illustrations. And so if you really want to know how indexed annuities work and how they can work for you, then you give me a call and let me bring you that information. My time never cost you a penny ever. and I'm a simple guy. I guarantee you inside of 2 minutes, in less than 2 minutes, I will show you exactly how indexed annuities work and how they can work for you. You ready? 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. I'll give you those phone numbers at least three more times in today's radio show. By the way, if you live on the Western Slope, we go over there every 2 weeks, usually a day and a half. I've opened that up to two full days. So we'll be over there this coming Tuesday night, and then I'm taking appointments all day Wednesday the 26th, Thursday the 27th, and I'll catch Rifle Silt and Glenwood Springs on the way home on Friday morning. Outside of that, I'm available over on this side of the mountain. Give me a call, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. I've been talking about this, I say on my radio show. I don't apologize for it. Anyone with a brain is scared of what's really coming in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and the economy, and inflation. Only those with a brain are scared to death of what's coming. Only those with a brain will make the phone call and say, well, I at least ought to be informed before this happened. And as I spoke a couple of times already, and I'm going to continue today, I did a segment a while back, a few weeks back, on the great wealth transfer. I'm going to do part two today, and you cannot imagine how these numbers have changed. And so when I tell you what's coming, so do I know when? No, I'm not a prophet or the son of a prophet. I don't read tea leaves, I drink tea. I don't read palms, I shake hands. I don't follow the stars, I enjoy looking at them. But as far as what's coming, these people that do this every day, study the economy, study the stock markets, and on and on and on, they say there is a crash coming that is going to be 10 times worse than 08 and 09. That's not me. That's what the people in the know are saying. Also, there will be a recession inside of 3 years. And what I've said before, and I'll say it again, Noah didn't wait till it started raining to build an ark. He built an ark before the world even knew what rain was. Do you understand when God said, Noah, build an ark, it's going to rain? Up until then, God had watered the earth with dew and humidity. And now he comes to Noah and says, it's going to rain. And Noah says, what's rain? He said, never mind, just build a big boat. And Noah built a boat before the first drop of rain ever came and saved him and his household and two of every unclean animal and three of every clean animal went into the ark, and it rained 40 days and 40 nights. Had Noah waited till the flood came, it would be too late. Now you understand what I'm saying? You can wait till the flood comes again. It's going to be 10 times worse than 08 and 09. You can wait until it rains and the inflation wipes you out in the next 3 years. Or you can pay attention, listen, set an appointment, and let me show you how to protect yourself and your retirement and your family before the floods come. So, oh, by the way, over the past several months, we've noticed a troubling pattern. Listen up. I didn't make this stuff up. Warren Buffett has liquidated $6.8 billion in stocks. Warren Buffett, the smartest investor probably that ever lived, has liquidated $6.8 billion in stocks. Bill Gates, another smart billionaire. I don't like him, but he's smart. He has sold 500,000 shares of Microsoft. Jeff Bezos, I like him. He filed to sell Amazon shares worth $4.8 billion. That's his own company. The guy's a stinking billionaire. Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, all liquidating billions of dollars in stocks. And I still get people, well, I'm going to keep my money in the stock market. Well, go ahead. Help yourself. Let me know how that works out for you. And or you can give me a call. One multibillionaire believes they are preparing for a catastrophic event. Now, here's what this Business Intelligence said, and I'm reading this. It says, one multimillionaire believes they are preparing for a catastrophic event. They say not a crash or a bank run or even a recession. They're scared to even talk about that. But he says, we've entered into something called a terrifying bull market. And because of that terrifying bull market, Warren Buffett liquidated $6.8 billion in stocks. Bill Gates has sold 500,000 shares of Microsoft. And Jeff Bezos filed to sell Amazon shares worth $4.8 billion. So whether you call it a terrifying bull market that lasts until those guys are wiped out, what's that going to do to the little guys that listen to me on the radio? Think about that. Or what if these other intelligence guys say that the next crash is going to be 10 times worse than 08 and 9? And they say there will be a recession in the next 3 years. Headlines, Wall Street Journal, blowout earnings bolster record rally. And down here it says, among the more than 440 S&P 500 companies reporting second quarter earnings so far, 86% have beaten analyst estimates according to FactSet data. Companies are reporting earnings that are around 29% higher than those estimates and on track for record earnings surprise in data going back before 08. What happened in 08 and 9? Same thing. Big rally. Oh, get excited. Let's gamble with some more of our money. Here's another one. Investors keep over $3 trillion cash pile on sideline. That article came out in the Wall Street Journal August 13th. When I got ready to do today's show, I checked again, and it's not $3 trillion they're stashing in cash. It's $7.6 trillion they're stashing in cash. 144,000 Coloradans are in default, and that's payment of their student loan debt. And they're talking about here's a lady couldn't pay back $3,500 in student loans, but 144,000 are in default just in Colorado alone. One family contributed to this article, and she said their little darling was in college, a freshman in college, had student loans out the top of her head, and instead of paying on their student loans, mommy and daddy invested $24,000 in remodeling her dorm room and furnishing it. Instead of paying $24,000 on student loan, they let those slide, and now over 144,000 Coloradans are in default on their student loans. They're wishing Biden was back in office when he tried to make all of us taxpayers pay off these student loans. Insurer payouts for car crashes get less likely. Auto insurers didn't pay out on 45% of auto liability and medical claims they resolved last year. Wall Street Journal, house sales fall as mortgage rates rise. I'm telling you, the stupid Fed, Powell, he resigned, replaced with War. She's just another puppet. And Powell stayed on so that he could exercise his hate continually against Trump. And so they're raising rates and he's acting just like the others did. What happens? Mortgage rates go up. Home sales fall. Here's another one. Traders rush into AI and dump cryptocurrency holdings. I'm telling you, stuff I talk about, I'm just a little guy with a small mouth out here on a few radio stations around the country, and I talk about cryptocurrency isn't currency. Bitcoin is not a coin. It's all smoke and mirrors. It takes your cash to get into it, and then the owners steal your money and crash the stocks. So, you know, who knows? Now I'm going to save that one. Here's another one. France banning unsolicited calls from telemarketers. Oh, you say, we have the no-call list. What a crock. That no-call list hasn't worked from day one. And all of these stupid politicians, oh, yeah, we got a no-call list. You guys get them on your cell phone. You still get them on your house phone. No-call list means absolutely nothing, but France is finally banning unsolicited calls from telemarketers. You could only wish that would happen in the United States. It won't. How AI wound up driving the economy and the stock market. Artificial intelligence. You know, I thought for years that that was just a euphemism for Democrats. I found out artificial intelligence was technology. And I think it has a use, but now people are investing big in AI, and again, I don't invest in that stuff. I only do indexed annuities because I'm not a gambler, never have been, never will be. Every penny you put in the largest casino in the world, and that's Wall Street, your money's 100% at risk, and it's on your shoulders. Here's another one I talk about. These oil companies are making out like bandits all along, and they're blaming Trump. Well, President blasts these oil companies. Chevron and ExxonMobil are making too much money, Trump says. Well, of course they are. And who's paying that? We are at the pump, while those idiots blame Trump for that. And Al Gore and Biden and Obama and everybody else wouldn't let us drill on American soil. And this is what you get. A look at generous 401k plans in the United States. Student loan benefits on them. The only reason I cut that article out is because I think Boeing has done something that should be done by others. But Boeing's benefits don't stop with a good match. It is among a growing group of employers that allow workers to receive matching contributions for some of their student loan payments. At least some of corporations are stepping up to help these people who paid $250,000 for their little darlings to party for 6 or 8 years. Jeffco sues Trump administration. Lawsuit in response to threats that $50 million could be withheld. These communist, socialist Democrats that run our once beautiful state. Now Trump's coming down on them. Lawsuit response to threats that $50 million could be withheld. Jeffco Public Schools sued the Trump administration Tuesday to prevent the U.S. Department of Education from pulling more than $50 million in federal K-12 funding, a step the federal government has threatened to take over policies supporting transgender students. And so our illustrious communist governor, and you know what else he is, and now the Trump's playing hardball and they're running scared. Well, he should have paid attention in the first place. In closing out this first segment, let me just tell everybody about a couple of bonus annuities that I have, flexible premiums, meaning you can add to them from now on. But the huge bonus is up front. You can lock those bonuses in on all new money you add for the first 3 years. And so let me tell you about one I've been talking about that's a 10-year surrender period. And we can discuss what that means. That only comes into play if you want all your money out in the first 10 years. But that one, minimum $20,000, from $20,000 to $74,999, has a 22% bonus, and you lock that in on all new money added the first 3 years. From $75,000 on above has a 25% bonus and locks that bonus in on all new money added for the first 3 years. There's another one that is a 14-year product. I haven't talked about that, but with the bonus on a 14-year surrender period, on $20,000 has a 27% bonus, and lock that in for 3 years. On $75,000 and above on that 14-year surrender product has a 31% bonus. Now, having done this for 25 plus years, I think that is the perfect age group for that product, because it's 14 years and they're not looking at retirement yet. I think anybody in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, up to 60 years old, that could be a good product for you. Because when you get closer to retirement and needing the income, we just take that whole bucket that's grown and move it into an income annuity. And so that one, I don't think is for my older clients. I don't have any problem with that 10-year accumulation product. But that 14-year could work 20 to 60-year-olds. And so if you fall in that range and have anywhere from 20,000 up, you get either 27% up to 31% bonus and lock it in for the first 3 years. That's huge, folks. And then if you're approaching retirement, or you know you're going to be taking retirement in the next few years, I have the best income annuity on the market. Period, end of story. It has a 10% bonus up front and a guaranteed minimum of 10% interest every year for 20 years. The reason I say minimum, because when the index goes above that 10%, that's what they credit your account. So 10% up front, 10% minimum guaranteed for the first 20 years. When I present that to people and they say, man, first of all, it's hard to believe, but it's a no-brainer. I always come back and say, well, it's a no-brainer for my brain, but I don't know how it works out for yours. It's a no-brainer, folks. And then these bonuses on these accumulation annuities, you need to at least get the information. It doesn't cost you anything. And I will bring that to you. I'll draw it out. You can ask me all the questions you want. I'll come back till you say I'm ready or I'm not. And so give me a call today, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me today for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Stay tuned. I will be right back. Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Kasky here. You know, people go to Las Vegas, Cripple Creek, Central City, whatever, And they say, if I pull this handle one more time, surely I'll win. People get off the airplanes all happy. They get back on the same airplane 3 days later all sad. My point in saying that is the market will not sustain highs. It goes up and it goes down. So I'm suggesting that you don't wait until the market tanks to get your money changed over to a safety net. That's where I come in. I do everything with indexed annuities where the risk is on the life insurance company instead of on your shoulders. I do it all with indexed annuities and life insurance. So if you're interested in capturing the upside of the market with none of the downside risk, I'm the guy you want to talk to. And my time never costs you a penny, ever. All you got to do is pick up the phone, call me, get on my calendar, and I'll bring the information to you. Here's my numbers. Call me now. Don't put it off. Don't wait until the market tanks. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Pick up the phone right now. Get on my calendar. Don't put it off. 877-218-1972. Again, my name's Dr. Ron Caskey. My time doesn't cost you a penny ever. Call me now. Thanks. Bye.
Walter J. Hopp of Hopp & Associates is a law practice limited to estate and business planning. Walter is a Colorado native with extensive experience with clients local and nationwide, and is a former partner in a large multi-state estate planning law firm, affiliated with several professional groups to provide the most current and unique solutions for his clients. Walter is the author of articles and a book on estate planning, and a frequent speaker over the years to lawyers and groups alike. Again, on estate planning, Walter offers a unique approach for how to protect yourself and loved ones from a litigious and expensive legal system. And listen to this, your first meeting with Walter is free. That's right, free. To see if they can improve on planning that you may already have in place, call Walter and Associates PC of Longmont. Call today, 303-776-4045, or email him at walterhopp@hopplaw.org.
Well, hi everybody, Dr. Ron Caskey jumping in here just for 60 seconds to tell you about orphan 401ks. I've been talking about that for several weeks, did a couple of webinars on it. If you have left a job and left a 401k behind, that is an orphan 401k that no one cares about, no one's contributing to, no one's matching your money, and if you leave it there long enough, the fees will destroy that orphan 401k. So we can move that into an IRA annuity. It's just a matter of paperwork, a transfer form, and get it out of there into something that'll grow for you. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Here's my number, 303-710-3791. Do it today. Don't put it off. Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey jumping in here just for a few seconds. I want to remind you about a flexible premium indexed annuity. I've been talking about this for weeks. I haven't seen one like this in decades. But right now, they're running a special bump on the bonuses up front, and protect those bonuses on all new money for the first 3 years. So we need to talk about those details. And again, those aren't going to be around a long time. So if you're interested, get on my calendar. Don't put it off. But you can get anywhere from a 14% bonus up to a 23% bonus up front and on all new money you add to this annuity for the first 3 years. People have been asking me for things like this, and this, again, this isn't going to be around long. So you need to give me a call today. 14 to 23% bonus. Don't miss it. 877-218-1972. It doesn't cost you anything to get the information, and you may be interested in it. All right, back to the show. Welcome back to my second segment of today's Ron Caskey Show. Write my phone numbers down. Call me this afternoon for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Are you ready? Here you go. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Don't put it off. Call me today. I do my best to remember to sing one of my songs, either off of one of my videos that I do every Sunday morning, and it goes in my newsletter and goes up on Facebook, or I play one of my songs off of one of my CDs. I've recorded 5 gospel albums over the years, and I pull songs off of one of those and play them, and that's what I'm going to do today. Here's a great song, Redemption Draweth Nigh. Jesus is coming, folks. Are you ready? Hope this is a blessing to you.
Years of time have come and gone since I first heard it told how Jesus would come again someday.
Sure enough, redemption draweth nigh. By the way, I do a Sunday radio show called Bible Views Radio Show. That is not aired for whatever reason on the Western Slope, but you can get it on my website. It goes up on my website. It's up there for a week, and that's roncaskey.com. Over on the right side of the banner is a radio button. You can double-click on that. And you can get Saturday and Sunday's radio shows and play them at your convenience. Now let's talk about money and finances and the Great Wealth Transfer Part 2. It's not just what you leave, it's what they keep. And so here's a big thought. We've spent generations accumulating wealth, and now America is beginning the largest transfer of wealth in its history. It's a phenomenal amount of money that's being transferred down the generations. Do they know what to do with it? That's why I put that blurb on the back of that first segment, that I've got an accumulation annuity that works great for 20, 30, 40, 50, even 60-year-olds. And that's part of accepting and inheriting this great wealth transfer. But there's really two transfers involved here. The transfer from one generation to another, and then the transfer from the heirs to everybody else who wants a piece of it. Taxes, bad investments, poor decisions, market losses, debt, divorce, overspending, and sometimes simply a lack of financial education. So the question isn't, how much are you going to leave to these kids and grandkids? The better question is, how much of it will they keep? And so when I did this before, I said that the great wealth transfer was 79, I believe, is $79 trillion. That now is $124 trillion. That's about to move from one generation to another. And we've talked about the great wealth transfer before, but the numbers keep growing. And Cerulli now estimates approximately $124 trillion will transfer through 2048. Approximately $105 trillion to heirs, $18 trillion to charities, and nearly $100 trillion originating with baby boomers and older generations. Think about that. For decades, the baby boomer generation worked hard, saved their money, bought houses, bought businesses, bought farms and ranches, built retirement accounts, accumulated investments, built humongous piles of wealth. And now comes the next great financial question. What happens to that wealth? That needs to be a big concern. And you can, in fact, I've got grandparents who are opening annuities for their grandkids. I've got parents who are opening annuities for their kids. Babies on up, and so they're passing it down early, but there are some massive amounts of money coming to this next generation, because accumulating wealth and transferring wealth, those are two completely different skills, folks. And there's a three generation problem. You've heard the old expression, shirt sleeves to shirt sleeves in three generations. Well, let's look at those. Generation one builds it. Generation two maintains it. Generation three spends it. Obviously, that isn't true of every family, but the principle is worth taking time to discuss. That's what I'm doing today. Why does family wealth so often disappear? I see it all the time. In fact, I flew for a company years ago where the owner built it up, and he wasn't too old, but he turned it over to his boys, his two grown sons. And after they closed three of his cities and offices, he came to me one day and he said, "Man, Ron, I wish I hadn't retired and turned that over to the boys so soon." Because these kids inherit the business and the money, but they didn't earn it, and too many of them just dribble it away over time and waste it, and it's gone. And so generation three spends it. Obviously, that isn't true of every family, as I said, but the principle is the same. Why does family wealth so often disappear? It's not because the first generation didn't earn enough. They did. Frequently, it's because succeeding generations weren't taught how the first generation accumulated that money. The money was transferred. Wisdom wasn't. That's a huge mistake. And a lot of kids, people my age have grown up with parents that said, whatever you do, don't discuss politics or religion or finances. And so they keep their kids even in the dark. And wisdom has not been passed down. And I'm telling you, that's my big point today, is don't just transfer your assets, transfer your financial values. Parents, it's a big mistake if you don't teach kids, number one, to tithe, number two, to save, number three, to invest wisely. And that's not happening. I'm telling you, I remember when I was 9 years old, I was mowing yards for a buck, buck and a quarter. Every dollar I took in, the first dime went in the offering plate. Before I started mowing yards, our dad, my sister and I, he gave us a quarter a week. A quarter a week. And my quarter, I took a nickel and I put it in the offering plate. I took a dime and put it in a quart jar on my dresser. I'll never forget the first time I saved up $11.30 in that quart jar. So, tithe a nickel, put a dime in the quart jar, and then I took the other dime and I went out and bought candy and bubble gum. My sister took the whole quarter and basically threw it away, bought whatever, and then came to me for a loan. And that's pretty much how we lived our lives. And she's in heaven, I hope, laughing at that little thing I just said. So I want to talk about five ways a great wealth transfer becomes a great wealth disappearance. You need to pay attention, folks. I can help you with this transfer. I can help your kids and grandkids on the receiving end. I can help you before you die protect and grow what you got. And so, number one, there's been no financial education to these other generations. Mom and dad, they knew how to make money. The children may know how to spend it. But there's a huge difference between receiving $500,000 and knowing how to manage $500,000. Receiving wealth does not automatically create financial wisdom. And so, number one, no financial education. Number two, no family communication. Here's an amazing number. Cerulli found only about 26% of future benefactors believed their heirs were very well informed about their inheritance plans. Think about that. Parents have spent 40 or 50 years building something, and the people receiving it barely know the plan. You need to have a conversation, folks, not necessarily about every dollar, not necessarily every detail, but this is the conversation you need to have with your kids. Here's what we have done, kids. Here's why we did it. Here's what we want the money to accomplish after we're gone. You need to have that conversation. Pay attention. Number three, estate planning mistakes. This is why I promote Walter Hopp, the best estate planning attorney on the planet, as far as I'm concerned. I used to say west of the Mississippi. I think both sides of the Mississippi. He's brilliant. He and I have worked together with my clients 38 years, And he calls me all the time and says, call this couple. They were in my office. They need your help. And so here's some estate planning mistakes. Old beneficiaries. No beneficiaries. Naming the wrong beneficiaries. No contingent beneficiaries. Outdated wills. All of those things he can take care of. You need to call my estate planning attorney. You hear my commercials here, and if you didn't pick up the number, give me a call. He's on my speed dial. I'll give it to you. And no trust where one may be appropriate. I think everybody needs a family living trust with a built-in will. You can't imagine the number of people. I get ready to write an application. I said, who's your beneficiary? Well, I don't know. I don't have one. Well, if you don't and you die, guess what? It goes to the state. How do you feel about the communist house, communist senate, and communist governor in the state of Colorado taking over your estate that you worked so hard for? And people, if you've got a will that hasn't been updated in recent years, you need to do it. And if you don't have a family living trust, you need to get one. And there's problems with titling your house and your automobiles and your bank accounts and so on. No coordination between these accounts. The financial plan says one thing, the estate documents say another thing, and the beneficiary designation may say something else entirely. So guess which one can control certain accounts? The paperwork. Well, the people that made it. And so you need to have an estate planning conversation with your family. Number four, emotional investing. Big mistake. You should never invest based on emotions. And here's where that comes into play. Dad dies. Emotional event. Mom dies. Emotional event. Now what do we do? Suddenly somebody who's never managed substantial money receives $250,000, $500,000, $1 million, maybe several million dollars. And everybody suddenly becomes their new best friend. And they say, invest in this, buy this, you can't lose, this thing's going through the roof, stop. An inheritance should not become gambling money. That's where I come in. That's where Walter Hopp comes in. You need to make sure you have a plan in place that these family members don't come along and fritter it away, the money that you worked so hard putting together. And so an inheritance should not become gambling money in the largest casino in the world, and that's Wall Street. And now I've been doing this long enough that I'm seeing kids and grandkids. I used to envy my estate attorney, Walter Hopp, when he said, well, I did their dad's and their granddad's estate, and now the kids and the grandkids. That's happening to me now because I've done this long enough. And the parents have passed down that amount of wisdom. I'm going to take up here next week. There's no way I can get through near all of this today, but we're going to take off up next week on no stewardship, and we're going to talk about that. So let me close this out, and just let me remind you, just the numbers. I'm going to tell you, there's two kinds of index annuities. One's built for accumulation. One's built mainly for income, lifetime income. And depending on your age and when you decide you're going to retire, maybe you're in retirement, you want immediate income, this one over here is for you. The 10% bonus and 10% guaranteed minimum for the first 20 years. If you're younger, then it's an accumulation product. And I've gone over the numbers. Let me do it in person. The minimum on those is $20,000. If you have $20,000 up to just under $75,000, I have one with a 10-year surrender period. Doesn't mean you need to do anything with it. Just you can't take all your money out. in the first 10 years. You can take whatever you need out, but not all of it. So I call that my 10-year product. That one, $20,000 up to $74,999, has a 22% bonus going in and locks that in on all new money you add for 3 years, the first 3 years. If you have $75,000 and above that on that 10-year surrender product, you get a 25% bonus up front and lock that in for the first 3 years. If you are between 20 years old and 60-ish, then and not planning on retiring before that, and you can if you want, I'm just telling you, then I've got one that is a 14-year surrender product. So that's why that younger age is good for that. But $20,000 up to $74,999 has a 27% bonus. $75,000 and above has a 31% bonus, and you lock that in for the first 3 years. That one's better for younger folks. The income one is better for older folks. The 10-year product is better for older folks. The income one is for people fixing to retire. Don't get muddled down in the details. Let me bring that information to you at no cost. Call me now, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me now. Don't put it off. You snooze, you lose. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.
Walter J. Hopp of Hopp & Associates is a law practice limited to estate and business planning. Walter is a Colorado native with extensive experience with clients local and nationwide, and is a former partner in a large multi-state estate planning law firm, affiliated with several professional groups to provide the most current and unique solutions for his clients. Walter is the author of articles and a book on estate planning, and a frequent speaker over the years to lawyers and groups alike. Again, on estate planning, Walter offers a unique approach for how to protect yourself and loved ones from a litigious and expensive legal system. And listen to this, your first meeting with Walter is free, that's right, free, to see if they can improve on planning that you may already have in place. Call Walter and Associates PC of Longmont. Call today, 303-776-4045, or email him at walterhopp@hopplaw.org.
Well, hi everybody, Dr. Ron Kasky jumping in here just for 60 seconds to tell you about orphan 401ks. I've been talking about that for several weeks, did a couple of webinars on it. If you have left a job and left a 401k behind, that is an orphan 401k that no one cares about, no one's contributing to, no one's matching your money, and if you leave it there long enough, the fees will destroy that orphan 401k. So we can move that into an IRA annuity. It's just a matter of paperwork, a transfer form, and get it out of there into something that'll grow for you. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Here's my number, 303-710-3791. Do it today. Don't put it off. Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Kasky jumping in here just for a few seconds. I want to remind you about a flexible premium indexed annuity. I've been talking about this for weeks. I haven't seen one like this in decades. But right now, they're running a special bump on the bonuses up front, and protect those bonuses on all new money for the first 3 years. So we need to talk about those details. And again, those aren't going to be around a long time. So if you're interested, get on my calendar. Don't put it off. But you can get anywhere from a 14% bonus up to a 23% bonus up front and on all new money you add to this annuity for the first 3 years. People have been asking me for things like this, and this, again, this isn't going to be around long. So you need to give me a call today. 14 to 23% bonus. Don't miss it. 877-218-1972. It doesn't cost you anything to get the information, and you may be interested in it. All right, back to the show. There you go. There's the Ron Caskey Show for today. I appreciate you listening. And I'm going to tell you again, you need to call me for a no-cost appointment. No cost. My time never cost you a penny, and there's never any pressure from me to you to make a decision one way or the other. I'm going to show you how to protect, preserve, grow, and recession-proof your retirement. So all I want you to do today is give me a call and get on my calendar for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. And again, no cost, no pressure. But I am going to show you, and I use only, you've heard the show, you've heard me say it week in and week out, I only talk about indexed annuities. That's a life insurance company product where your money is indexed to a market. Your money is not in the market. So if you want to get the truth, you want to get the honest facts about how to protect, preserve, and grow and recession-proof your retirement, call me today, 303-710-3791, toll-free, 877-218-1972. And oh, by the way, don't forget to dial in here, KLTT, tomorrow to the Bible Views Radio Show. Thanks for listening. Bye.